Power has been transferred in London, ending Theresa May's troubled run as Britain's prime minister. Her successor is former London Mayor Boris Johnson. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Buckingham Palace has confirmed that Johnson has been appointed as Prime Minister and First Lord of the Treasury, another of the British leader's titles. He visited the palace to meet with the monarch after predecessor Theresa May resigned, failing to secure parliamentary approval for her deal to leave the EU. Johnson will now start work on forming his new administration, but without some leading names. Senior members of former Prime Minister Theresa May's government, including her Treasury Chief Philip Hammond, are resigning as Johnson takes over the job. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Former U.S. Special Counsel Robert Mueller testified Wednesday before two congressional committees. Questions focused on his report on Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Mueller also disagreed with President Trump's characterization of the probe as a witch hunt. We get more from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
The president's repeatedly said Mueller's probe exonerated him, but Mueller bluntly told lawmakers he did not clear the president of obstructing the investigation and took issue with the president's characterization.
It is not a witch hunt.
Over several hours, Mueller seemed determined to stay out of the partisan fight, often giving terse one-word answers as Democrats sought to play up his report's findings. Republicans like Devin Nunes billed it as political theater.
It's a Hail Mary attempt to convince the American people that collusion is real.
And bashed Mueller's investigators as politically motivated. The White House cast the day's first hearing as an epic embarrassment for Democrats. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A suspected al-Shabaab suicide bomber killed at least six people and injured six others, including the mayor of Somali capital Mogadishu. Security officials said the bomber attacked officials meeting at the local government headquarters in Mogadishu Wednesday. This is VOA News. Sudan's military said it has arrested the army chief as well.